And now, time for this week's edition of Ranching Issues. Here's Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ranching Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU Forage Specialist James Rogers from the North Central Research Extension Center. And James, the change in weather has been welcomed, but we're not out of the woods yet, and I know you have some advice today.
Yes, Neil, we just got out of a really stressful period of cold, and now we're moving into a change in weather, and we might be entering the most stressful time period we've had this whole winter. We have temperatures are warming up, snow is melting quickly. Now we're going to be facing mud in our dry lots and barnyard areas, which is going to put stress on our cattle and calves. So we need to be vigilant and still maintain good nutrition to those cows, because they're going to be stressed in fighting this mud as well as you.
All right, good advice, James. And hey, we'll talk calf scours when we come back.
It's some of the best Simmental cattle in the region. It's a Northwest Select Simmental Bull and Cattle Sale. It all goes down March 8th at 1 p.m. in the Montreal County Fair Building in Stanley. 90 lots of Simmental and Sim-Angus bulls, registered heifers, and commercial heifers. Open heifers purchased in this sale qualify to show at the Northwest Select Junior for Charity. Follow us on Facebook at Northwest North Dakota Simmental Group. If you can't make the sale, catch it on DV Auction. It's a Northwest Select Simmental Sale, March 8th in Stanley.
Join us March 22nd at the Rugby Livestock Auction for the 21st annual Cranview Gelvie and Angus Genetic Progress Sale. Selling will be 45 Gelvie, Balancer, and Angus bulls, as well as over 30 replacement females and show prospects. Our lots feature genetics that include LRSF Grand Teton K50 and Woodhill Merit H224. Several of the females are champion show caliber prospects as well. We're also live on DV Auction starting at 1 p.m. Central. That's the Cranview Gelvie and Angus Genetic Progress Sale March 22nd. Don't miss it. Talking weather and cattle today on Ranching Issues with James Rogers. And James, scours for calves can be weather-related and stress-related. Ranchers need to be ready, right?
Absolutely. So with the change in weather, we're going to have temperature fluctuations. We've got mud right now. And with cows in muddy conditions, those udders get muddy. Calves can pick up protozoan, which can cause coccidiosis and calf scours. But the big thing about keeping those calves healthy, if you notice calf scours, is keeping them hydrated. And what I like to do is just grab a pinch of skin, pull it up, see how quickly it goes back down. Getting volume of supplementation into those calves, if they're short on colostrum or other things, just keep them hydrated. And that's the number one key to keeping them healthy.
Excellent. Hey, thanks, James, for that. And that brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ranching Issues, brought to you in part by the Cranview Gelvie and Angus Sale, by the Northwest Select Simmental Sale, and by Bremer Bank. Contact Bremer for all of your ag banking needs.